This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. The name Billy Graham, certainly known throughout the world, a man of great integrity and credibility. And actually, Billy Graham's impacted millions of people with his preaching and simple faith in God. He has reached probably more people for Jesus Christ than any other person. He's really had an enormous impact for the Christian faith. But you know, there's another name that was as well known as Billy Graham. I'm talking back in the 1940s to the 60s. But it actually had a rather different ending and a different story, because I'm referring to Charles Templeton, who was a close friend and a colleague of Billy Graham's in the 40s and 50s, especially when they travelled together preaching the Bible, telling thousands of people about eternal life. Now, they were household names, particularly in America and Canada. Templeton and Billy Graham were two of three men who founded the International Youth for Christ organization back in 1945. And many people, if you asked them today, would tell you about Youth for Christ that had a great impact on the lives of many young people. In fact, many people believe that Templeton would succeed Billy Graham in his evangelical work, because in those years, the 50s and 60s, Templeton preached to 30,000 people in some of the large stadiums around the world night after night. He loved the Bible. He preached the Bible, its message, with conviction. And he was on his way to becoming the 20th century's greatest evangelical preacher. And Billy Graham said, Chuck, as he was known, Chuck was the most brilliant, able man I've known. He was a true intellectual. He could do anything. He was a genius, I think. But you know, something happened to Charles Templeton that I want to talk about today. He died in 2001, an atheist. He wrote the book in 1995 called Farewell to God, in which he renounces his faith in Christ. Now, you can imagine it was a terrible disappointment to the church and people who saw him as a leading evangelical leader. One day, another Christian named Lee Strobel spent time interviewing Charles Templeton for a book that he was writing called A Case for Faith. And of course, in the conversation, Charles Templeton vigorously defended his unbelief in God. He rejected the Bible. He was adamant. He said, I made a mistake. And then Strobel directed Templeton's attention to Jesus Christ. And here was Templeton, an old man now. He was suffering with Alzheimer's disease. He knew that his life was in its final stages. And Strobel asked how he would now assess Jesus at this stage of his life. And Strobel, in telling about that interview, says that Templeton's body language softened. His voice took on a very melancholy, reflective tone. And then he said, Jesus was the greatest human being who ever lived. He was a moral genius. His ethical sense was unique. He was the wisest person I've ever encountered in my life or my reading. His commitment was total and it led to his own death. Strobel, interviewing him, said, you sound like you really cared about him. Well, Templeton said, he is the most important thing in my life. I adore him, he said. Everything good I know and everything decent that I know, everything pure I know, I learnt from Jesus. Strobel was stunned to hear this. He was quite shocked. And then he said a strange thing happened. Templeton's voice began to crack and he said, I miss him. And with that, the old man burst into tears and he wept bitterly for quite a few minutes. He finally gained control of his composure, wiped away his tears and said, look, enough of that. Let's get on with the interview, as if there was nothing more to say. I found that an extraordinary story for a man who outwardly had said he didn't believe in Jesus anymore. I felt sad here for a man who'd known the companionship of Jesus Christ. And somewhere along the line, something had gone wrong and he had decided to deny Jesus. Now, that's a true story. You can read about it on the internet. You can, I think, see it in a film about this. But, of course, Jesus still is the most eloquent and engaging figure of human history. Can I say today, we can't ignore or forget Jesus. The Hebrews writer says the people who accept God will live because of their faith, but he isn't pleased with anyone who turns back. Well, Heavenly Father, I just pray for all those Templetons out there who rejected you. May they come back to you, Lord, and understand the reality of their faith. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.